Billions of taxpayer dollars have been used to bail out U.S. financial companies. This week, the U.S. government pledged a more modest sum, $14 million, to preserve Iraq's heritage. The money will go to a fund dedicated in part to preserving and protecting Iraq's archaeological treasures. The World's Quill Lawrence reports on one of those treasures in Salman Pak, southeast of Baghdad.
The brick arch of Ctesiphon ranks as one of the most important archaeological sites in Iraq, the land where civilization is said to have begun. 1,400 years ago, Ctesiphon was probably the world's largest city. Now, the arch is all that remains, standing 110 feet high over what might once have been a throne room or banquet hall.
This, before 1,400 years, before Islamic.
Standing below the ancient arch, Colonel Adil, a tank commander in the Iraqi army, greeted a delegation from the U.S. State Department. Walking to the top of the adjacent building, Adil explained that Salman the Persian, an early convert to Islam and a companion of the Prophet, directed a battle against the Persians from this building in the 7th century.
The enemy used the elephant. But the Islamic use the horses, and the leader stay here, speak with him soldier. He said, go on this side, fighting. And the battle, 11 days. Al-Qatisiyya.
11 days.
Yeah.
This is one that's of tremendous interest to us, as well as, you know, the embassy and Ambassador Crocker. Because as you can see, it's in a precarious situation.
Goli Amiri is the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Cultural Affairs. She made a three-day visit to Iraq to announce the new fund. The goal is to help Iraqis protect their World Heritage sites. It will include an institute based in northern Iraq to teach conservation and management, says Amiri.
We just, you know, wanted to do this, and clearly with the stability and increased security in Iraq, this was just the right time to do it. And, you know, when you think that, you know, every year like 60 million tourists visit France and Spain, you know, there's really no reason why this place couldn't have the same thing.
But Iraq isn't quite France yet. This arch and the nearby Salman Pak Mosque are a good example. The area is predominantly Sunni, according to Adam Silverman, a social scientist attached to the American Brigade station nearby. Local leaders are not happy that the mostly Shiite Iraqi army has parked its tanks on the ancient grounds, he says.
When they see a Shia Iraqi army, you know, no matter how qualified they may be, they perceive it as a potential issue. And again, it's a resource of land money issue that's now got a veneer of religion on it, which makes it that much harder to resolve.
Shiites and Sunnis both visit the mosque here where Salman the Persian is said to be buried. But the mosque's property includes much of the surrounding land. For decades, it belonged to the Sunni Religious Endowment, or Waqf. In 2003, it was inexplicably switched to the Shiite Endowment. Adam Silverman says that's stirring up sectarian tension.
The mosque is, the Waqf is the major landowner. They own a whole large amount of land adjacent to the mosque in the marketplace. They own a lot of property in Salman Pak, and they own a lot of property in the greater Salman Pak area. The vast majority of people here are Sunnis. They live on the land, they rent from it, they farm it. And so the worry is that if it's flipped, the rents will go up, they'll be forced off, and then you have a sectarian issue that has less to do with religion and more to do with resources.
The Iraqi tank regiment currently squatting in Salman Pak is scheduled to rotate this winter, and that may be an opportunity to shift the army base to a less sensitive spot nearby. After that, if the lull in the violence continues, it may be time to start archaeological excavations in Salman Pak, and maybe even invite a few tourists. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Salman Pak, Iraq.